2. Success is learnable. The billionaire bus driver. I have great news for you. Success is learnable. If you are not successful right now or want to go to the next level in your success, then know that success is like learning how to drive. The first time I was behind the wheel, I was scared. I was very uncomfortable. You don't know if you're in lane and cars are going by super fast. So I had this fear of driving, but once I learned that skill, it became very easy. You just sit back and go on autopilot. It just flows. The same way when you start your enterprise, in the beginning, it may seem difficult or undoable. You may even wonder how on earth some people are doing it. For some entrepreneurs, business success seems like a habit. They are always achieving goals and producing good work, whatever their field is. Know this, successful people are not born that way. They are developed. And you have to learn the same, just like driving. You can always become more intelligent, more knowledgeable, more disciplined. You can always do more good things for this life and the hereafter. If you have that attitude, you can always go to the next level. What you have to realize is that we all have a lot of potential, not just the Muslim entrepreneur. Any baby that is born is a blank canvas, and they have the knowledge to learn. A baby doesn't know anything other than they can learn. And that is the biggest kind of knowing. For example, a baby will never think, I can't walk, I can't speak. They know they can because they see others around them doing it. They have the knowledge that if people like them know how to do something, they can do it too. Even if they have to do it over and over again, eventually they will learn how to walk and talk. In the same way, for you as a Muslim entrepreneur, you have a lot of potential. Many people before you have faced the exact same challenges. Whether it's paying the bills or keeping up with your business expenses, know that millions before you had the same problem, and they solved it. Sir Anwar Parwais was once a simple bus driver in Bradford, England. He eventually went into business for himself and is now a billionaire. He is not worried about bills anymore. My hope for you is that you learn from the people that overcame the same kind of issues you might have now. Just apply the same principles, and guess what? You'll get the same results. Three little princesses. As a Muslim entrepreneur, you know that when you teach good things, you share the reward of the good that comes as a result. For example, if you teach many people how to become wealthy, successful, and how to invest, you too will have wealthier people around you. This is really useful. Imagine one day you yourself need help or an associate to go into business with you. If all of your contacts were poor, then good luck. But if a fair amount are successful, you will benefit. This is the immediate benefit. But in Islam, we go to the next level. By impacting other people, you get rewarded in the hereafter as well. Whoever does a good deed will see the reward in both lives. It is a powerful concept. The second reason is that you do it to have more prosperity for yourself. As Muslims, we spread the good because Allah's bounties are infinite. That way, we end up becoming very prosperous. We're not worried that Allah's supply is finite. You see, there is this misconception that resources on earth are finite, that we cannot have more, that we need less people. That is a scarcity mindset, and it is very damaging. It is being taught in schools around the globe. Know that whoever Allah creates, He puts their risk in front of them. It's all calculated, sent down in the right proportion, so He will provide enough resources, enough crops, enough rain, enough gold, enough technology to accumulate, accommodate all the people that are on earth. The supply really is infinite. It's Allah who creates, and He promises that He will provide for all of us. You don't have to worry about what other people get. They are not going to take all the riches for themselves. Know that the wealth is infinite. It increases as people increase. You don't lose anything by teaching your brother how to become wealthy and successful. You're not in competition with anybody but yourself for your risk. If you do what you're supposed to do, follow the principles in this book, you will get wealthy, no matter what other people do. And it will really be to your benefit to teach other people to prosper. The third reason you want to teach success and good things is because you will learn more. You see, in my career as a doctorate researcher, one of my jobs was to teach. And I can tell you that teaching is something very beautiful. The more you teach, the more you learn. I had a similar experience in my coaching. I was mentoring Mamadou Tejan Diop about how to set up his online business and build an audience for himself. He learned a lot about personal development, which was new to him. He started dreaming again. As a father of triplets who are all daughters, he built his belief about providing well for his new family and help others in the process. He thanked me for encouraging him to pursue his goals. I can tell you that just by teaching that subject, I mastered it 10 times more. That is why teaching is so beautiful. Your knowledge increases as you teach. So teach success, share the good, give someone this book, seek good advice, give good advice yourself, and watch people prosper. You will see people prosper all around you, because again, the bounties of your Lord are infinite. Build, don't burn. Instead of criticizing, add to knowledge. You see, success has been studied for hundreds, if not thousands of years. There is a huge body of knowledge available all around. People in the East have studied it. They have Kitab al-Anwal, the Book of Wealth, written by Abu ibn Jafar al-Dawdi in Arabic 1,000 years ago. In recent years, the West has pushed it even further. In the early 20th century, the American author Napoleon Hill wrote his famous book Think and Grow Rich. These are tremendous books for success, wealth, and prosperity. Napoleon Hill started a trend of self-help that has been extremely popular since. If you read personal development books, you'll agree. Yet to my knowledge, this book here is the first of its kind that gives a Muslim perspective on wealth and success in recent times. Now, does that mean that information that already exists on success building from outside of Muslim scholarship is 100% false? No, not at all. The majority of it is accurate, in my opinion. But why not go to the next level? What we want to do is add to the knowledge instead of criticizing and destroying what already exists. The goal is not to just do our own thing alone. It's to impact a lot of people, no matter where they are from, and benefit all of humanity, because that's what being a Muslim is all about. If we want to study what Islam says about wealth, then we must study under Muslim entrepreneurs who have already achieved success. That is taking the success philosophy to the next level. This book, I've avoided theories and feel-good advice, textbook knowledge to the best of my ability, and instead given you what is working today for so many amazing Muslim entrepreneurs and leaders. Eventually, the lessons you learn here can be applied to every field, even beyond your business. I end this section by reminding you that inferiority is inherent in criticism. For example, if other people have already written thousands of books, it's just not useful to destroy everything. You can learn from the other. What's required for the Muslim entrepreneur is to discern between what's useful and what's not. Only the inferior person will say, "You're not doing anything right." The superior mind will use what already works and make it better. When I first met Mr. Shahzad Siddiqui, a young 30-something successful lawyer, he was studying the biography of US President Lincoln. He told me he is looking for some principles that Lincoln applied to go from being a person that ventured through the multiple businesses with zero success to president. Shahzad himself has also authored 3 books on Islamic finance.